Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Saskatchewan residents will still get their carbon tax rebate checks, even though Premier Scott Moe has stopped collecting the tax.
The Canada carbon rebate checks going to families in Saskatchewan will not be impacted by the government of Saskatchewan's decision. We're going to continue to deliver the Canada carbon rebate to families right across Saskatchewan, despite the fact that Premier Moe is not sending that money to Ottawa right now.
Moe was among a number of premiers who had called on Ottawa to not proceed with an increase to the tax. The federal government went ahead as planned on April 1st. Moe says the only way to get a change in the carbon tax is to change the government. The Prime Minister says police must enforce hate laws. He was responding to a pro-Palestinian protest in front of Parliament Hill last weekend. Video from last Saturday shows a man praising the deadly Hamas attacks on October 7th while the crowd cheered. Kate McKenna reports.
It's really, really important that Canadians know that they are free to express themselves.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canadians have the right to protest, but there's a limit to what can be said in public.
We have laws against hate speech, against incitement to violence, and we expect police to do their jobs and make sure those laws are enforced.
Yesterday, Ottawa police announced they're investigating words used at a pro-Palestinian protest on Saturday. A man with a megaphone is heard praising what happened on October 7th, the date when about 1,200 people in Israel were killed and about 250 were taken hostage. Ottawa Police Chief Eric Stubbs.
We have referred that to our hate crimes unit here at the OPS, and they are actively investigating that particular incident.
He says he's working with the Crown Attorney's Office to determine next steps. Kate McKenna, CBC News, Ottawa.
A second attempt to overturn a ban on keffiyehs in the Ontario legislature has failed once again. The speaker ruled last week the traditional checkered Arabic scarves are a political statement, and people can't wear them in the building. Today's vote required unanimous consent to overturn that decision. Several MPPs refused. The leaders of all political parties in the legislature, including Premier Doug Ford, have called on the speaker to reverse his ruling. A similar vote among MPPs last Thursday also didn't get the unanimous support it required. A landmark moment for the United Kingdom. That's what Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is calling his plan to increase defense spending to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. He says the country's defense industry is being put on a war footing, and he is urging other NATO allies to step up their own contributions in the face of increasing global uncertainty. Dominic Valetis reports.
Perfect. Thank you.
Rishi Sunak made the announcement during his visit to Poland. The increase, he said, marked the biggest strengthening of Britain's national defence for a generation.
In a world that's the most dangerous it's been since the end of the Cold War, we cannot and must not be complacent. I believe we must do more.
Moving forward, Britain will start increasing its defence spending from 2.32% to a new baseline of 2.5% of national income by 2030. That's worth an extra $127 billion over the next 6 years, and considerably higher than the 2% target NATO allies, including Canada, have committed to. Sunak said it serves as a response to growing threats from countries like Russia, Iran and China. Dominic Valaitis, CBC News, London.
A Russian court has rejected an appeal from Evan Gershkovich to end his pre-trial detention. The Wall Street Journal reporter will now remain in jail until at least late June. Gershkovich was detained in central Russia in March 2023 and charged with spying. Russian officials have yet to present evidence to support those charges. Both Gershkovich and the newspaper have denied the allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him wrongfully detained. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.